Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
May I have your attention, please? May I have your attention, please? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up? I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up?
Alright, welcome back.
Y'all act like you never seen a white person before. Jaws all on the floor like Pam.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Leroy, can a weather update from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954. More at Demesman and Dover. All your legal needs. Demesman and Dover.
All right. It looks like the breeze is about, I'm going to say closer to 15 miles an hour. It looks kind of breezy. Winds are coming out of the east, maybe a little southeast, easterly. It is partly cloudy, but again, I'm limited by what I can see out of the window plex.
I would say partly cloudy here too.
And I would say look for a straight shower. We had a couple of drops yesterday, nothing major. But it is South Florida, so it could be pouring over at J-Fig's house and not a drop here. So that's just the nature of the weather.
Very true.
It's probably right around 90 degrees again.
The humidity has picked up again, so it feels a little muggy.
Man, how do you do, Frog Boy?
He did almost too good. It is 91 degrees
currently. Really?
He said it was 90. He said the winds were coming out of the east-southeast. They are indeed at about 10 miles per hour. He said it's partly cloudy. It is currently. And there is a stray shower or thunderstorm possible, which is like every
Florida.
Day. Every day.
Yeah. Every day. So I have a project I have to do.
What's that?
I am changing the cartridge to my filter in my pool.
Okay.
Wow. You know, the thing that you put the filter in, I'm changing it myself because these pool people are just being ridiculous. Right?
I can change it.
Not they well. Want, I can change it too. All I need is four screws.
Mm. I can do
it. And they want to charge me like $1,800 for it.
I'll charge you $1,700 and I'll do it with three screws.
It don't matter. You're still too much. The part only costs about $800 or $900.
That's expensive.
So I'm gonna pay twice as much to have somebody put it in?
I'll use two screws and a cardboard box. Final offer.
I could go stop a pool guy and give him $100 and he'll come put it in.
I'm sure we got some pool guys listening to us.
I'll do it for $99.
It's ridiculous. Like, dude, look, I don't mind paying you to for the service, but you mark up the product and mark up the service. Come on.
Yeah, four screws shouldn't be $1,000 in labor.
Right. That's what I'm saying. It's literally four screws.
Are they like special screws? Like you need a special...
No, it's into the concrete.
Okay. Okay.
So all I need is a damn drill. Got one.
But you need one that penetrates concrete.
No, the hole's already there, dummy.
So what the hell are they charging so much for?
Exactly.
Okay, final offer. I'll do it for $200 and some ribs.
It'll be done by then. Because then I got to wait for him to come over, too?
Yeah.
So you're going to inconvenience me and then charge me an arm and a leg? Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Florida Panthers, by the way, winning yesterday in preseason action. 2-1 in OT. Spencer Knight looking good between the pipes.
Nice.
How's he coming along? That's see, in other sports, like in football, he would already be called a failure.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In basketball, he might be called a bust. But in baseball and hockey, it works a little bit differently. So I don't know what the process is. He came up really early. It didn't work out. He had, you know, some things because he was a kid. Right? So I don't understand, you know,
his how talent that wasn't quite the works. Issue, though. Right? He didn't have a slump.
Talent wasn't the issue.
Wasn't the issue. He had he was dealing with OCD from the pandemic. Yeah. And then... You know, and then the Panthers kind of were rolling and contending.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like it was just a timing thing. But, I mean, a kid won a playoff game at 19.
Yeah, no, he's good.
You know, everybody thinks the kid's going to be amazing. And Bob's got 2 years left on his deal. I don't know what his hockey future is. I don't know how long Sergei Bobrovsky wants to play hockey.
Right.
Probably like, you know, I didn't feel like the time to ask him that media day, but it would be one that would be interesting to ask him, like, how much longer does he want to keep doing this? Because I don't know in hockey.
Let him do it as long as he wants, right?
Yeah. I mean, now, yeah. I mean, the guy went from everybody wanting him out of the damn team to he's probably going to be in the rafters one day. So,
right.
I don't know. I don't know how long Sergei wants to keep playing hockey. I'm sure, the Panthers in a salary cap sport, if you're ideal, you would say, hey, 37-year-old goalie. Like, I think the ideal thing you would love is 37-year-old goalie, a couple more years, he's off the books, and then your young kid at what he would be 24 at that point takes right. over. And I would venture to guess that's the ideal scenario. But, you know, it's sports. Who the hell knows what happens?
That's it. So, like, I know it's different in hockey. And I know it's different in baseball. So what he went through, you know, at such a young age, nobody flinches on him, right? Nobody, you know, just, he was young, right?
Yeah.
These things happen. Nobody's like, how old do you have to be before you, like, start raising eyebrows? Was he a good pick or not? Because we've already seen success out of it.
I think that probably that would have happened more if there wasn't so much winning around the Panthers, you know?
Yeah, and it has to do with if they would have to depend on him. It's kind of like the Jordan Love thing.
Yeah.
Right? You didn't care how long Jordan was coming along because you had Aaron Rodgers.
Sure. Speaking of other young guys, Miami Heat, they are in the midst of a training camp, seeing some photos from people boots on the ground like Ira Winderman and Anthony Chang and Ethan Skolnick. It's a photo of Eric Spoelstra and Jimmy Buckets post practice. I'll put this up here for our viewing audience. They are looks like chopping it up after a little workout. Remember, Spo told us in the interview that Jimmy needs me, and I need him. So having a little post-practice conversation there, chopping it up.
Yeah.
And going to be interesting. Going to be interesting to see. But this was, I think, an interesting thing, too. Bam yesterday, Leroy, he referred to Eric Spoelstra challenging Kalel Ware as hazing Kalel Ware. And I don't think I've ever heard of a coach hazing a rookie. It's usually player on player. That's referred to as hazing. But this was Bam on Spo and telling Kalel he's got to get ready for the Spo rookie treatment.
For me, it's just telling him to be patient, you know, take his time, because in training camp, it's a lot. It's a lot going on. It's a lot of moving parts. So, you know, I just try to tell him, you know, just figure it out as you go. Like, Spo gonna yell at you. It's guaranteed. You're the rook. I mean, you're going to get rookie hazed. It is what it is. But you got to take that with a grain of salt and really get the message. And he's been coming back every day better and better.
Wow.
Wow.
Intense.
Yeah, he's not like, oh, the food is good. Scoop. Stupid. Stupid. Scoop.
Does he? Can you give a Bam? He gave some examples of how Spo is going to challenge Kalel as a rook. Here's some more of Bam Adebayo speaking to the media yesterday.
Yeah, Spo didn't play me. I still stand on that. but just, you know, we'll be talking. Like today, he was like, "How many shots got? How many? How much time is on the shot clock when you take it out of bounds on the side out of bounds?" And it's like, obviously, he looked straight at Kale, and Kale was like, "Depends, like 24-14, and it's just those type of mental games he plays. But it's also just preparing them for when we do get in live action and you got to make adjustments, you got to go out there and score in 14 seconds on the side. It's just preparing them for those moments.
Man, Spo's out here giving the Wonderlick.
Yeah, he's got the bar exam. What? That is, I didn't even think about that, dude. Like, of course, those are small things that you need to know. But when you think of like extensive studying, you think of the NFL. You think of like a playbook that's 50 pages long, formations, play calls. But those small things in basketball, if you know those, that's what separates the good teams from, you know, like a J.R. Smith moment or something like that. Something that you see the bad teams do.
I think a lot of times they'll ask you questions about things you know, but you never really have to, like, actually know them, right? Like, Kalel, what if he's never taken a ball out?
Right.
So it's just stuff like that. Stuff like that that Spo gets him ready for. Gets him ready for all parts of basketball, even though you may not be a part of it.
Yeah, Spo does love that throw and lob play, though.
Oh.
He's like, hey. You better be paying attention. Get those hands ready. Stun Steve says, Spo definitely doesn't think he hazes the rookies. He's very tough on the big men. Like, especially the big men. Like, and Luis says that they don't accept a soft big man. I agree. They don't. Like, it's partly why we talked about this with Nico, right? Like, he had to earn that Spo trust. And he's harder. He was, I think, harder on a Nikola Jovic than he was on a Tyler Hero. Tyler Hero came in like a flamethrower throwing buckets off the bench, no doubt, but, you know, also had his defensive lapses that felt like it got a little bit more excused, maybe so, than the big man does. So it's an interesting, and I wonder with Kalel, I'm kind of hopeful, and I think you are too, Leroy, because you want the more size on the floor,
right?
Is that I hope there's a little bit more of a leash for him? You know, like, I hope that Spo.
I don't think they have a choice.
I hope Spo lets him throw. Throw him in there.
I don't think they have a choice, though. That's the thing. I really don't think they have a choice.
Like, I don't want to start this season respectfully. I don't want to start this season and we're giving the backup center minutes to Kevin Love. You know, if we're gonna do that again, first of all, he's old. All right, we gotta monitor K Love's minutes.
Towards the end of that season, Kevin Love's efficiency was through the roof. He was playing 7 minutes and putting up 12 points.
He can give you the greatest 7 minutes of all time.
Yeah.
But also, it's a long season.
Yep.
Got to wind him up.
And he's one bad step away from a hammy because he's old.
He always feels like he's holding his back. The old love to hold their back.
I don't hold my back. I can't reach it.
Oh, man. Shmeathan, save your Blue Chew teases for next week.
I knew it.
When it's back, dude.
He's been doing it.
I got to come up with three new commercials today. I'm like, man. I got to come up with three new ones after the show today.
For the recorded spots, I'm like, how much more inappropriate can I get?
Heat start their season. You want to get the Heat started in your bedroom. Blue Chew.
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Get back into the Dolphins coming on up back after this. All right, welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Join the WQM On Air staff at Smoke on the Water in West End for Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Wednesday, October 8th. Wednesday, October 9th. Excuse me. Blurry lines there.
Yeah.
Wednesday, October 9th, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded series.
Ooh.
Calm down.
Sorry.
What?
Bonded. Jack Daniels.
Yeah, all right. But, like, you don't, I mean, you weren't that excited about your shoes earlier.
Yeah, that went
and let me get through the read. Like, I'm just at the start of it. I haven't even gotten to the crescendo of it, the most important thing.
Did you say Jack Daniels?
Bonded series.
Ooh.
A nice Drew Estate cigar and sports dog with WQM On Air staff. Must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Official partner, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man.
No, was that too? I didn't know that.
Go online at themainman.com and sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen and Judah.
Whoa!
I wanted you to do the ooh again. Oh, now you're just changing excited reactions. Can't get on the same page.
Ooh.
We're like a Mike McDaniel offense right now. The injury law firm of Cohen and Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up 866-FAIR-FEE. That's Whiskey, Stars, and Cigars. Next Wednesday. Oh, hello, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Did you say Bonded series?
Whoa.
Yeah, I did. You guys heard me. I said it multiple times.
From Jack Daniels?
From Jack Daniels?
Yes. Yes, from Jack Daniels.
Nice.
You a big whiskey drinker, J-Fig?
Mm.
I do enjoy whiskey, yes.
Whiskey's good. Most versatile.
I'm actually
alcohol.
Very excited for that.
For the just the whiskey or the whole event?
The whole event, the whiskey, I mean,
interesting.
Can't go wrong.
Let's get to 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored here, brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV. For those who never want to lose their edge, experience amazing at your Lexus dealer.
Whoa!
Jennifer.
We already did that.
Guess who I was on the phone with?
Don't do that.
Shh.
Don't do that to me.
AT&T.
Shh. Hey, bro.
Bernie.
Working on something.
Mm. We're working on something. Mainly him, but I'm here for support.
Hey, man.
Gonna get some Kozar coffee.
No.
No. Oh. It's my boy.
You're my he boy, is the man. Boy.
So, Tyreek Hill, as I was explaining, Leroy, when you were with Cleveland earlier, you know, time and place. I don't know if yesterday was the day for trolling from him, especially with how the team is playing and the Jalen Phillips injury. But he was asked about all the Chiefs trade buzz, and this is what the Cheetah had to say to that.
Man, I'm just focused on right here and right now. Like, we got a beautiful team here, and I want to be a part of it. You know, we got a great situation here. My family loves it. I enjoy it. The weather's great. The fans are great. So we got a beautiful situation here, man. Obviously, you know, my parents always taught me, you know, control the controllables, and I only can control so much. You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, we all know the NFL is a business. Whatever happens, happens. You know what I'm saying? So moving forward, I would love to be here. I love being here. You know, I love the guys. I love my locker mate, Javon Holland. He's a maniac. He's a guy. You know what I'm saying? He brings me nice snacks sometimes.
Oh, okay. Big snack time guy, Javon Holland.
Big snack time guy.
Locker friend that brings snacks? Pretty good.
That is good.
Pretty good. I'll take that. How did that get looped in there, though? Like, that's part of the reason why he doesn't want to be traded back to Kansas City.
Because Javon Holland brings snacks. I'm sure he was probably, I don't know, he probably walked up next to the interview.
That makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense. I'll take it. Whatever you need to do.
And you think they're like, shh, Jordan Poyer's here. Shh,
the Bills guy's here.
Hey, Jordan, what's up, man?
Nah, it wasn't your fault that you ruined Jalen Phillips' season.
Mm.
Don't worry. You want a snack?
Hmm.
Shh. He's back.
He's back. He's coming again.
You think they think he's the mush?
I wouldn't. You know what? We haven't been good since we've allowed a bill in our premises.
Mm.
We usually don't do that.
Just mush allegations. I'm not saying for sure. Just I'm wondering if they'd thought it.
He's a suspect for sure. He will be questioned for sure for mush allegations.
You think the snowman is looking at him? Going, wow.
Snowman's doing everything
before
right.
You got here, we started season 5, 6, and 1.
Sure did.
Mm-hmm. Also, snowman, one of the only people not compensated.
The biggest problem I have with the way this season has started is that everybody in that organization.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age, wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Made it a point to tell us how much more physical they were going to be.
Yep.
And it went the other way. That's the only problem I have. I understand the injuries. I understand all of the other stuff. I'll give you a pass on that. The thing that I can't, and it keeps sticking to in my head, is we're going to make a conscious effort to be more physical. And they've actually gone the other way.
Sure have.
Okay.
So. Sure have. Except Zach Seeler and Calais Campbell. Everybody else.
Well, oof. I think you need to be that on the offensive end more than anything.
Yeah. What do you think? Like, how does Achane feel after 10 carries, 15 yards?
he felt as if though I could have got more yards than that if I would have went to the line of scrimmage, held my hand up, and just fell on the ground.
Am I mad at him, though? Is he the one to blame? He did fight through an ankle injury the week before to have our...
Here's the problem, though. When you run that sideways stuff and the other team picks up on it, and you have two or three carries for minus 3 yards, it sucks the life out of you. And you know what? Even getting tackled from the side and from the back hurts more on your body than if you can see a guy coming and you prepare. So, yeah, it's got to be frustrating. But, again, it's all part of what everybody has to do. It's not just him. And you're starting to understand how much of a deal everybody's participation matters, right? Like, you know, it's easy to go to A-Chan and say, yeah, 10 carries for 15 yards. A-Chan's not going to say, well, did you see what was going on up front?
He just doesn't mumble under his breath, Eichenberg.
Really? You're the only person that feels that way. You know that, right?
I'm the only person that feels what way? That he sucks?
About, yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think that's true.
Nobody else thinks Eichenberg's as bad as you say he is.
Okay. Then why can't they run up the middle?
They're not physical enough.
Mm.
Because a lot of those times you got your guards pulling.
He's pulling. And now he's pulling all right. I tell you what he's doing. He's pulling a fast one. Has been his entire NFL career.
Oh, my
God. If I just got in the right position, coach. If I
could
just... Wow,
Josh Hart says, Leroy, no one likes Eichenberg, dude.
Nobody does, dude. Nobody.
Wow. So, like, so we look at the results more than we look at the causes of the results. I try to look at the causes and then figure out what they need to do differently.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said about the physicality, sometimes the way in which you run the football determines whether you're going to be physical. I don't ever have to worry about being physical if your left guard and your right guard are always pulling. I don't. So I think that's something that has to change. Does it change because of the running back when Mostert gets back? But guess what? Why do you ever think of Mostert as a physical running back?
I don't think of him as a physical running back.
Right. That's my point.
By the way, to add to it, Jeff Wilson got hurt in the midst of warm-ups last week.
Oh, sweet. Love that.
Which, awesome.
I can say there's a couple of things I've never done. Never been hurt in warm-ups. But I did get hurt very similar to the way Jalen Phillips got hurt. I was out.
Friendly fire?
With my knee. No, well, here's the deal. I'm running down the sidelines, right? I'm about to break a long one. I'm running by myself. The wide receiver, who's fast as hell, runs all the way across the field to get in front of me. His guy's trailing and clipped me from the side. I hurt my knee. Bill goes, hey, you realize we would have been better off if you just stayed the hell on the other side of the field.
Oh, man. William says, going to catch up on Lord of the Rings this Sunday. Everybody's going to make an alternative plans, huh?
No, already?
Jeez.
I'm just counting down to the bye.
What, 13 games left?
Counting down the bye. It's next week.
That's right. But after that bye, you know who comes back?
Nah, you're not allowed to say that.
Scrambles McGee.
He doesn't come back after the bye. You have one more game. Then he comes back after the bye.
Which is weird.
Come on, dude.
Why isn't to say that. Here?
What are we doing?
If you get paid in 18 weeks.
Yeah, exactly.
Why is IL?
What?
IR.
All right.
4 games.
Yeah, let him know, Leroy.
Because if somebody that went on IR the same time as Tua, why are they allowed to come back a week earlier?
Boom.
Because it's games, not weeks.
He's got a point.
They did it because they wanted to give him extra time.
No, You're missing my point.
Don't let him back you down, Leroy.
No, I'm not missing your point.
Why is being on IR if it's an 18-week season, 4 games and not 4 weeks?
That's right.
Because it is 4 games. It will be 4 weeks. They wanted it to be 5 weeks.
You saying that?
No, I'm telling you what it is. That's exactly what they wanted. How do you even talking about how it's been optics this entire time?
Optics.
You have been.
So have you.
About optics.
What?
I said they did it for optics, but I said I would never have done it.
Wait, what's going on here, Leroy? I'm trying to. Hold on.
When this all started.
What?
No.
We just said the same thing.
No way, dude. Leroy's got this.
Wait. When this all started, when we were determining whether Tua was going to be on IR.
He's gone.
I said.
Yeah.
If he's healthy, you don't need to put him on IR. And you said they're going to put him on IR because of the optics.
Correct. The optometrist said he should be on IR.
And you agreed.
That's what I'm referring to.
And you agreed with me.
No, I said, yeah, they'll probably do it, but that's not how it's supposed to work.
But that's what we agreed on. Why are you disagreeing with me now?
You know why,
dude. I'm disagreeing with you. I have never supported the idea. I just said, yeah, that's probably what's going to happen.
But would you agree that part of the optics is we actually give him 5 weeks?
No.
Yeah.
Because I'm listen. Okay, fine. Great. They did it for that reason. Here's what I'm asking. If somebody else were to go on IR.
Right.
The same exact time as Tua.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he allowed to come back a week earlier?
Because it's 4 games.
But you get paid in 18 weeks.
I don't know about that. It's supposed to be 4 games. It's not based on weeks. It's games.
Okay.
So you're saying they could have just kept him out, for example, if they wanted him to return prior to 4 weeks. But they
said, practicing for the bye week.
Specifically so that we can get that extra week for optics.
Because here's the other kicker. When they make him available and his 21-day window opens, it doesn't matter whether it's a bye week or not.
Yeah, right?
So that's why I'm asking.
So apologize, Tobin.
I'm not apologizing.
No,
I'm not
you
apologizing. I didn't make the rule. The rule is the rule.
Does anybody understand what I'm saying, though?
Yes, I understand. You think it should be weeks. It's games.
But why?
And I think there are people that thought before it was weeks, not games. It's games.
But then why the 21-day period is 21 days?
I don't know.
It doesn't matter if you have your Bible.
Why do you even have to have a limit of number of people on IR in this bloodbath of a sport? They limit the number of guys you can put on IR and come back. They, I think, only give you 8 people that you're allowed to even bring back on IR.
That's a good point.
Which is stupid.
Yeah. Leroy, you got answers for that?
Shut up, frog boy.
Yeah, shut up. Okay. Shut up, Alonzo Toad Morning.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
What are you doing? Stay hydrated, champ. That's what you're doing. You're trying to get it going.
Yeah.
I know. Tobin has been lashing out at me, and I don't know why.
I'm not lashing out.
Yeah, no, he's been lashing out. He's been a little.
In the words of Bam Adebayo, that's okay. I understand your frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. You handled that well.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you reacted that well.
Now you're going to quote Bam?
Bringing up a soft spot.
You haven't stopped talking about it for 4 days.
Because he cheated.
You know, I kind of hope he goes to the whiskey event just to, like, troll.
Don't worry. I have my... I got my travel dominoes.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not... You don't bring good dominoes to out in them streets.
Now you're blaming
bring
the equipment?
Pen and paper. Write down the rules. Sure. Just make sure that it's, like...
Yeah.
There's a video for evidence.
Right.
I told you exactly. I told everybody exactly what was going to happen. I said, whatever happens, it's going to be whoever leaves 2 out of 3. That's what it's going to be. It's exactly how it's been. You're calling rules. You're calling materials. You're saying scoreboard.
No, we wouldn't even like. No, listen, I was trying to do it quickly, right? We only have so much time. And in fact, we took more time anyway. And they was trying to get him
very nice.
Out of there.
Yep.
Right. So they were very nice to do that. But. To see, if we would have spent the first 5 minutes discussing the rules, I just thought it was very standard. It wasn't. Based on the fact he said 20. And I'm like, what?
Optics.
So, yeah.
But my little boy told you.
No, you're not allowed to say that right now. Okay? You couldn't do it in front of his face.
No, absolutely not.
Minus one.
No, no. There is no
access. I'll do bit whenever I want to do bit.
Let me explain something to you. Under no circumstances.
What?
Under no circumstances are you to do babushka. Anymore.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Over. I'll do whatever I want. You're not gonna make that rule. I'm not gonna listen to your rules. I'm not doing that rule.
Done.
I'm not doing that rule. I'll do voices, whatever voices I want to do.
Listen, you turtled up and put your hand in
ridiculous.
The shell as soon as I said.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You wouldn't even look us in the eye.
This guy does an impression of your mother. Dance for us, funny man.
That's not what I said.
You might as well have.
No, I did say that. Out of respect to him, I said, hey, why don't you do your Serbian accent?
Here's
your
right here.
Oh, wow. Should I remind you, bus driver? That's what he does, Bam.
That is what you do. That's literally what you do.
Really? I'm not the one who did babushka. You. That's you.
We don't have to tell everybody everything, you know, guys. Sometimes we can have it documented. He doesn't listen to the radio. We don't have to have everything out there for everybody.
You know what? Here's what you say. This is what he says to me. It's good content, baby. We give the people what we want. No, you don't.
You don't because everyone asked for it and you just.
Everybody
asked. Who's everybody? Schmeath and Schmolden?
Hold on, chat. That's four people.
Hold on, chat. During the whole conversation, they were like, Leroy is going to let him off the hook. He is going to let him up. I said, no, I'm not.
I'm glad you lost to Bam Adebayo. I'm just going to say it. I'm glad you did.
Wow.
I'm glad you did.
Oh, it comes out now.
Like a little bicycle on the way. Look at him.
He's done nothing.
Look at him.
Hurt my feelings.
Why don't we make it wine, stars, and cigars for old wine and cheese over here?
You'd definitely be there with a charcuterie board and some wine with your little pinky sipping on some wine, a nice Merlot. That's you.
Wow.
Only men get whiskey. That's what I'm going to say to you when you get there. Only men get whiskey.
Like have facial hair.
I didn't have the right materials.
Give him a nice Chardonnay.
Chardonnay? Pretty good.
Come on.
Take a break. Back after this.
All I do is win, no matter what. Got money on my mind.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. The NASCAR playoffs are set for Homestead Miami Speedway at the end of October, and you can win a 4-pack of tickets to see it all unfold. To enter, go to WQM.com/contest. If you can't wait to win, purchase your tickets at HomesteadMiamiSpeedway.com. Also at WQM.com, you guys can get some details on this, but WQM has partnered with Mobile Mike Media Relations, the Florida Highway Patrol, the Global Empowerment Mission, and multiple law enforcement agencies to coordinate a Hurricane Helene relief effort to support our Florida neighbors. If you guys can, please stop by the shops at Pembroke Pines today and make a donation, including generators, solar powered lights, canned food, baby diapers, and more. Again, you can get all those details at WQAM.com. And everybody here, thanks you for your support. We've got Thursday Night Football tonight, Buccaneers and Falcons.
I got action.
I hope Baker Mayfield goes and lights up the Falcons and then gives double birds to Tom Brady.
Want to know what my action is?
Yeah, what do you got?
All right. So I got some weekend action, and I got some action for tonight. My action for tonight is Mike Evans more than 60.5 yards, Baker Mayfield more than 244.5, and Kirk Cousins less than 230.5.
Hmm.
I got a more extensive one for the weekend. I don't really like doing less. But in Cousins' case, I think the Tampa defense to get after him.
You don't think the prime time curse has been broken?
No, I just think that Tampa's defense is really good.
I mean, it was a good primetime curse, but you got to also put on top of it the Eagles being the Eagles.
Yeah, it's true.
You know, they really blew that one, too, to set up. But listen, a win's a win.
Win's a win. Wish we had more here.
How about a lead? Just a lead. That would be nice.
You were begging for a pick six yesterday. That's how much you want a lead.
I mean, yeah.
Just a lead?
It's rough.
3-0? Can the Dolphins be up 3-0 this week?
Isn't that crazy? The Dolphins have never led a football game.
Nope.
We got it right where we want them, baby.
Except the one they won.
Yeah. But that game was over, so it's...
You guys are going to be sorry when we're 14-3 at the end of the year.
How? Why would I be sorry?
You jumped off the bandwagon.
I didn't jump off the bandwagon.
You said Jaylen Waddle costing us games.
He did.
Here's what happens, right? When you can't see how it's going to be turned around, you have questions. And so until they actually play football, the only picture we have of this team is what we've seen the last 4 weeks, which is not good enough to win football games. So until you see something different, what would lead you to believe that it can be any different? Because guess what? This regime and Mike McDaniel and this team has never been on this side of this.
Nope. This is definitely new territory. He's even said it. He's not used to being.
Josh Hart said we don't deserve Kevin Harlan anymore.
We don't. Is he on the call this week?
I don't know. I'm sure they had to substitute.
We got Mark Sanchez. I know who we got. We got Chris Myers and Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, last week we had the backup C-team. Monday Night Football. Now we're getting Mark Sanchez. They're making the right calls, though. You know, I don't want Kevin Harlan to.
Yeah, he's right. We don't deserve him. We'll see a Heat season Harlan. You know. Take a break. Final hour coming on up. We'll play a little Goosies, No Goosies. Back after this. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.